down. There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 32. Hooray!
Woo!
All right, then.
Wow.
That happened. So, I'm Tim.
Finally, the sheet has come back to Capes and Scowls
None
podcast.
Of that. None of that.
That was really serious.
He was way too serious.
Really serious.
It's serious, man.
This is Leander. This is Lewander.
Whoa. And with us today is... Max.
Whoa.
We got Max from Superliminal Films and the Poor Man Process.
It's
podcast.
Supra.
Supra. What did I say?
Super.
You know what? It is Supra, though.
It is Supra that I'm here, but it's Supra that I'm from.
Yes. That's fair enough.
And it's not the Poor Man's Podcast.
That's right.
Which I still laugh when Lou said that.
Who could make that mistake?
Nobody.
Lou would never do that.
No, of course.
Even
not.
Though I heard it and there's evidence.
We just ignore evidence. That's what we do. So, I'm glad you're here. We've been trying to get you on for a while.
Yes.
And we'll probably have the rest of your brood on at some point.
If you're brave.
I just want, because I'm sure when we have Paul, he's just going to be like a normal guy, and people won't be ready for that. Be like, what? This guy has opinions and thoughts and things?
He's not really that normal. I don't...
Not even close.
He's normal.
His It'll normal is very subnormal.
That's fine.
Supra normal.
Supra.
Whoa.
Which is a super thing to be.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, you can find us at capesandscowlspodcast.com. We are capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube if you haven't checked out. We got a ton of new content on YouTube, iTunes. We're on most of the podcast apps. And Supraliminal Films is on most of those things as well, correct?
We are.
All right. All right. So let's dive in. You guys want to tell me... How you been? How you are? You guys are all just staring at me. Let's go. What we got? You have energy. Go ahead.
Me? Life's been kind of shitty, like usually, but I'm trying to keep rolling, man. Trying to get that, like, Zen Buddhism and just, like, you know, keep going. Like, Deadpool just came out. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Birthday just happened.
Happy birthday.
Expelled a lot of bile, so
yeah.
I'm feeling good. I got all the negativity out of my system.
Sure. Sure.
Comes with age.
Yeah.
With
age. Yeah.
I got all the negativity and Goldschlager out of my system.
You, what? Me?
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were. Okay, good. So.
I just always look to my left. It has nothing to do with where you're sitting.
Is
it's
that
like
what
a
it is?
Brain thing.
Okay. Interesting. So. let's see. I moved away. But not far away, to Collingswood, like I said I was going to, and I am very happy there. It has been the happiest thing I've done in a very long time.
Good.
Yep. Easy access to Philly, and partying every night. And
are you partying every night
right,
in Collingswood? Collingswood's a dry town, folks, if you don't know. Collingswood, New Jersey. You're going to have to go all the way down the road to Oakland, New Jersey, to Froggy's Liquors to get some booze.
Are we getting paid to say this? I didn't know.
This is brought to you by Froggy's Liquor in Oakland.
They said the check's on the way.
No, you can take the speed line into Philly. So that could be a speed line. I could be there
true.
In like 10 minutes. So that's right.
Or you could go to Froggy's in Oakland.
All right. I was just kidding the first time. Now
is their logo like a really strung out Michigan J Frog? Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great then.
It's like you've been there and seen the sign on the Whitehorse Pike. I'm just kidding. I don't want to advertise booze.
Oh.
I mean, I'll drink it, but I don't want to... Yeah, unless they sponsor
I guess we got to go over there now.
We'll drop off our card.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
We'll be much drunker.
Money or liquor.
Yes. Sir Lou?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
All right, so I was driving home from New York this morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, if you got Easy Pass, then... well, if you don't have Easy Pass, there's always a backup in the toll lane. And if you do have Easy Pass, well, then there's a backup in that lane, like there was this morning. So I'm sitting there in the Easy Pass lane. And finally, this dude's sitting there for 15 minutes or whatever, like, duh, my Easy Pass didn't work. I didn't know you had to pay it, whatever he's doing up there. So I'm sitting there in traffic. And then he finally goes, and I'm like, oh, great. So I go through, looking at the light. Light turns green. My Easy Pass works.
Woo.
So I go, And then someone hits the back of my car. Like, hits, like, the back right-hand window of the car. So it's the fucking toll booth guy. So he comes out, and he's like, "Oh, buddy!" And I was like, okay. I know this guy's not a cop. But I'm just gonna, like, act like he's a cop and stop and, like, do what he tells me to do. Because he's wearing a uniform, right? He looks pretty official. But I'm pretty sure he's not the cop. I'm pretty sure he's just a stupid toll booth guy. So I'm like, okay. So I stop. I'm already, like, halfway through the toll thing. So he comes around to the window. And in his stupid douchebag Brooklyn accent, he's like, "Oh, what are you doing? When I say stop, you stop." And he starts, like, talking down to me. All right, this dude... Let me set the scene for you. This dude was, like, behind my car. Went out of his way to smack his hand against the window because he knows I didn't see him when he was walking across. Because, guess what? When you're in the Easy Pass lane, where are you looking, guys? Anyone?
Ahead.
You're looking ahead. You're looking at the light to make sure the light changed, to make sure that it didn't overdraw your account, and now you owe Easy Pass $75 and some kind of speeding ticket or something like that. So I'm looking at the light. Like, I didn't see the guy. So he's like, "I'm wearing a big blue suit over here. What are you doing? You saying go? You don't go. Why would you go when I'm standing right there?" Like, "I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't see you. I didn't see you. Oh, well, you didn't see me. I'm wearing a big blue suit." Like, get over yourself, dude. Get over yourself. Just stop. What are you even
doing?
What
did he want from you? What did he want from you?
It sounds like you guys need to smooth it out over a cool malt beverage. That Froggy's liquor.
Yeah.
I think so.
There's no at Froggy's liquor. There's behind Froggy's liquor.
No, that's something completely different.
Whoa, whatever you need to do to smooth that out, that's on you.
Anyway, that was a really, really crappy way to start the morning, was having some dude yell at me. Like, he knows I didn't see him. Yeah. I wouldn't have tried to hit him, although now I will.
Right. So he just stopped you just so he can yell at you?
Yeah. Just
that sounds like a very New York thing to do.
Yeah, it does, right?
That was that's a little strange.
You're like, "Oh, I've been cooped up in his toll booth all day. Next guy who doesn't listen to me, I'm going to make him stop and yell at him to justify my own position here at the toll booth, where I have the easiest job in the world. Sit in a little box. Collect money."
Sounds accurate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, he's probably listening to this podcast.
He probably does.
Oh, I hope. He's going to listen to it. Because this is all I have, because I don't have the authority to stop people at a toll booth. But all I have is this podcast. And hopefully someone out there...
So would you abuse the authority just like that guy? Because that's what you're making it sound like.
Mm. I don't know. Like, I would like to think, as you were speaking about Zen and Buddhism, I would like to think that I was calm and serene enough to accept my place as a worthless toll booth operator.
I don't know, man. Once you get the blue suit, though...
You
think the suit would go to my head?
I'd go to anyone's head.
A man in anyone's
You're a man in a box. See that,
like,
a blue suit.
It's Always Sunny, where Dennis got the too small jacket and he just, like, keeps checking himself out in the mirror.
I did not.
Yeah.
Although I'm thinking maybe there was a time in the past when toll collectors really had authority. Like, they probably had a weapon because they were probably trying to, like, really guard
the toll pole.
The toll pole. I think that's what the turnpike comes after from, because they would have a pike. And if you... I think this is true. They would have a pike, and if you didn't pay them, they would put your head on the pike. Well, sure. Maybe not that, but they would only turn the pike if you gave them some gold or whatever.
Bag of coins.
I can't find evidence that says that's not true, so it must be true.
Clearly.
And that's how America works.
America.
Oh, and before that, I saw Nikki Hilton. Whatever.
Like, live?
Yeah.
You went to that?
No, I didn't go to anything. I just was... My girlfriend was taking photos for Fashion Week, and I was holding her frozen leftover burrito while she was shooting people coming to this fashion show. And she's like, "Oh, that's Nikki
Hilton."
Like a sniper.
I like the idea that she might be a sniper.
Well, that's what they say shooting. That's what photographers call shooting. Not shooting people. You would have seen that in the news.
This coming from the guy with the OJ gloves.
Yeah.
So there's like the most famous fashion people in the world, and I'm just standing there freezing
with a burrito in my hand.
Like,
hold my burrito!
That's just one step under toll booth guy, though.
Assistant photographer burrito holder.
It's pretty important. You can yell at somebody significantly less important.
I can yell at someone holding half a burrito.
That's great.
Maybe. So that was my exciting weekend. It was really cold too, by the way.
Mm.
So
That's very it.
Cool. We did a lot on Saturday over at Superliminal Films. We recorded our first episode of a new series that's coming out. We recorded 2 episodes of our podcast, but podcast secret, we don't record them in advance. So we only recorded 1 live that comes out on Sunday somehow. We did it on Saturday. And we also wrote on what's going to be a graphic novel adaptation of our podcast episode, which was The Last Karate Pimp, Legend of the Kung Fu Ghosts.
Nice.
That's a great title.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like that can't fail. Unless you don't do it. Right. That's like the only way it could fail.
I'm working on just it. Lose interest. Writing a comic is strange.
It's a weird process.
Can I get that title one more time?
It is The Last Karate Pimp, : The Legend of the Kung Fu Ghosts.
I like that. A lot of like fusion jazz and stuff. It just plays in my head as soon as I hear that
title. You know what? It's going to be a graphic novel, so whatever soundtrack you want to put it to works.
Is it kind of based off like the last Karate Kid remake where they actually did Kung Fu?
Yeah, it was for our theme month, which you were there for the end of. We did a month where we bent the genres of movies, and this one was like a genre bent crossover. And we also did a month where we remade the original Karate Kid as a theme month, so we just kind of mashed them all together into that, and ended up being
nice.
Pretty interesting. So I don't know the episode number, because I'm bad with numbers, but if you look up, again, The Last Kung Fu Pimp, : The Legend of the Kung Fu Ghost, that's the episode of our podcast.
You're not going to find too many Google matches on that one, right, I imagine. Right.
Even the Kung Fu Pimp, he probably could stop there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
All right, okay, there could be something
like
there.
Some 70s VHS pornos floating around on eBay.
Sure. If there wasn't, I'd be upset. But yeah, it was a productive weekend, but then Sunday I didn't do much.
You needed the day of rest.
Day of rest, yeah.
Fine, it was freezing. No one should have done anything.
Right.
Hibernate.
On Sunday? Sunday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
I went out and did stuff. It was a lot of fun. I went to a house party. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you were in a house, though.
Okay, yeah. But I also went to a bedroom play.
What? I go to a lot of those. I think.
There's a lot of acting involved.
Yeah.
Is that what they told you it was called?
A lot of
now I'm sad.
A lot of faking.
I gotta reevaluate my life.
I went up to my wife earlier today and I whispered in her ear, I was like, "You're gonna leave in 10 minutes." She's like, "Yeah." I go, "I only need 5. And she laughed at me and walked away. Aww. So that's how my day's been going.
You should have lowballed it. Yeah.
I only need
5 seconds.
You should have jigglypuffed her. She would have been asleep.
I don't use my powers for evil.
So. Or
is
sex.
That evil?
Or sex.
I mean, if I'm... Yeah, kind of.
Is it?
It's immoral?
If it's your wife, though?
Yeah, but...
Okay, like let's concern. Stop. Let's stop this right here. Let's talk about the bedroom play.
Yes, tell us
the other bedroom play.
The other bedroom play. So it was in West Philly, obviously, because that's what West Philly
is.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes. nice, well played. Basically, so they had like 30 people crammed in someone's bedroom, and everyone sat on the floor around someone's bed. And the performer basically like stood on the bed and did the entire play there, but they also did some other stuff. It was just one person, and there was a soundtrack, and so it's kind of like an exploration. The play is more about exploration of your inner self, and so there's a lot of like closing your eyes and like thinking of a few things, but it was all really funny. Like, it was hilarious. So it was really literally just 30 people crammed in someone's bedroom, and it wasn't even his bedroom. It was his friend's bedroom that he just asked to use. And it was really cool. I had a great time.
That sounds interesting. Did you pay for it?
It was interesting. It was donation if you want it, but $7 suggested.
That's pretty sweet. I would like to do one of those. That sounds cool.
I think we could do a Capes and Scales bedroom play.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like that's what you meant, right? When you said do one of those,
yes.
You meant we do go to one.
Yeah. Right.
Can we snuggle? Group snuggle?
I don't have any suggestions that aren't sexual, so I'm just gonna...
But can we snuggle while that's
after.
Happening? After.
Yeah.
Strictly after.
Strictly right, after. Right. After one arm cuddle. I'm not
that's just holding
body.
Somebody down.
It gets too hot. It gets too hot.
And then my arm falls asleep. I don't like it.
You ever have your arm fall asleep when you're sleeping and then you're like you're like just grabbing it and throwing it on yourself to figure out where it is. You're just like, I know it's here. I know. Oh, there it is. You never did that?
No, but that's amazing.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
Sometimes you can't move it. Sometimes I can't move it. Like, I'm pretty lanky and I fidget a lot. So, like, sometimes this long, dangly arm just gets stuck back there. And I'm like, I can't feel it.
Do you sleep like a rag doll? Like, do you just fall into your bed and just stay in that position?
Well, no, I'll start normally and then I'll be like, I'll toss and turn. And it depends on... Depends on how much coffee I had, and depends on, you know, how many episodes of Lost I watched, and if I'll have, like, crazy dreams. So, yeah, so sometimes I just need to grab a missing appendage and, like, throw it over.
That's interesting.
All right.
Oh, and there's a like, you know, perverted variant on that, which is called, where you do that on purpose, and then, you know,
the stranger.
Spank it. Yeah, it's called The Stranger, which I thought was hilarious when I heard that.
Never heard that before.
The Stranger, because it's like, what's this arm? Where does this arm come from?
Do you get it? Doesn't it feel like you're doing it. It's just like,
because you can't feel your arm.
Yeah.
So
it feels like somebody else.
It feels
is
like
touching
someone
you.
Else is touching you.
Yeah.
The Stranger, kind of foreign alien, because you don't have proper control of.
Oh, you mean with your arm that's asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You like sit on your hand for 10 minutes, or so I've heard.
All right. Well, we went there.
Very good and strange episode.
Yes. Stranger. Strange. Like, it's brilliant.
Goodness. All right. Well.
News?
Before we dive into the news.
Before.
I have things for Rashid.
Whoa.
From the podcast.
From the podcast.
Because Rashid, you're a big boy and you turned into an older boy or, I don't know, some shit. Here.
It was
I
your
got
birthday.
You things.
Oh, my God.
I got you things.
I like
from
things.
The podcast. These are yours. You can have them.
I'm so stoked right now.
If you want to see what Rashid got, tune into our YouTube.
Yeah, tune into our YouTube. Tune into, I mean, I guess you can't tune into Twitter, but
you
check out my Twitter.
Damn it.
I'll post these.
Twitter is a good place.
If anybody follows my Twitter, @TooManyCheetos, or my Instagram, Quite the Existentialist, I've been going around like madman looking for these hip-hop covers. And these things are... You know, just as comic books and hip-hops or hip-hop is, like, very integral in my life. Like, I'm actually shaking right now. I'm so excited about this. Thank you, guys,
nice.
So much.
But there is a nice thing in the middle that Leander loved and gave you, specifically. That one.
Burnt Comics.
The shittiest book that I've ever reviewed. It's yours, buddy.
It looks interesting, though.
That's a word.
Like, when I look at this, the first thing that comes to mind is bath salts.
Interesting.
I can see that.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the bath salts, but I'll read this book.
Fair enough.
There you go.
So there it is. Man. That's a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You guys.
You didn't have any of those, did you? Yeah.
No, I don't have any of these. I love this. This is great.
There you go.
Right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
That's what we do.
All right, so, Max.
Hello.
We have you, so we must take advantage of you.
Whoa.
We all have been sitting on our hands for 10 minutes.
There's a lot of strangers.
There's a lot of strangers.
Huh? All this after the bedroom.
The bedroom play.
Yeah.
Max.
There's not even a bed near. We don't need one. We don't need one. Any room you sleep in is a bedroom.
That's true.
So, imagine it's a bedroom.
Close your eyes. Imagine.
I thought this would be a fun exercise if we named Marvel characters and you said who you feel could, A, play the character, but who would be able to direct. Because you know actors and directors way better than I do. Who could direct X character in a movie and who would be a good
Does it have
friend?
To be an X character?
We're going to name characters.
Oh,
we'll come up with
when
the characters.
When you say that, I hear X-Men.
Not X-Men.
Okay.
It can be X-Men.
I heard X-Character.
So, I don't know if you guys have a character in mind that you want to start with.
It's going to take me a minute.
This
does sound fun.
There's a lot of characters out there.
I'm still excited about these books.
I'm trying not to say Moon Knight because Max and I love Moon Knight. And it is episode 32 and he debuted in Werewolf by Night 32. How about Moon Knight?
Who would direct and
who could
would
direct?
Star
what would you even want? Would you want dark and brooding? Would you want... What would
probably.
You want?
I mean, it'd be tough to say. I mean, definitely some kind of... I mean, you have to be able to tap into kind of his mental state.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like my Moon Knight better dark and brooding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the whole knight theme and everything.
Sure.
Not
like any bit. Would you want any part of it to be a war kind of movie? Flashbacks? Something like that?
It could be. Maybe start out with this crazy sequence of him doing something and then it all flashes back to how things started for him. Or maybe something reminds him of it. Like there's some kind of a powerful piece of imagery that reminds him of, like, you know what I mean?
But nice. See, my question to that, then, how would you make sure people don't, like, compare it to Batman movie?
That would be the tough part.
Well, there's always going to be a-holes that do that.
Mm. Yeah, but you can do a really good job of making sure it's not Batman-esque.
You can. You can.
Especially if you go with the Egyptian god situation.
Yes, that's what I think. You know, I mean, the imagery could be pretty stark, and I think just Batman is so hyper-logical that if you play up on Mark Spector being so hyper-crazy, then it would work out pretty well.
Okay. All right, I like it.
And who would direct? Who would you pick?
Would
you
have
could pick
be,
anybody.
It'd have to be living or dead.
Sure.
It'd have
It'll
be.
Work better if they're alive, yeah. But you can pick what you want.
Just the corpse sitting there?
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's it.
Yeah. Not yeah, just move them around.
That sounds like a movie in itself. I'd go see that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It'd be tough. I mean, you definitely want it to be gritty. You definitely want it to be crazy without being completely incoherent. But if you could talk him into it, Terry Gilliam would be a really interesting choice.
I like him.
I mean, he's definitely he's got the crazy aspect of it. He's definitely got the gritty aspect to it.
No, I've fallen off with my directors a little bit, so can you just give us some examples of other things that they've directed?
Terry Gilliam? Like? Sure. Yeah. He did Brazil, he did Monty Python, he did Time Bandits.
Okay. And 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys, yeah. Do you like 12 Monkeys?
That's one of my faves.
I feel like you would have a strong opinion one way or the other.
Do you not like it?
No, I think it's awesome.
Does anyone not like it?
I like it. I watched it a couple years ago. I rewatched it, and it still held up for
me. It's good.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
It definitely has some polarizing movies.
It's kind of, I think some people might have been more anti-Brad Pitt back then. Because Brad Pitt,
wasn't that his first movie?
No.
It was among his first.
Yes. But he had done, like, a lot of, like...
Little bit parts, like...
Right, and he was kind of like, it's like, ugh, it's Brad Pitt.
He did, like, True Romance. He was, like, a little bit part. I don't know if you guys have ever seen True Romance.
Love it.
But his part in True... Like, one of my strongest... Like, whenever somebody's like, Brad Pitt, and I'm like, you should see True Romance, just because you should see that movie. But his part in it is probably one of the best on-screen stoners of all time.
Yeah, it's funny how his character in that is so similar to the character from... Half-Baked, I think, where it's just him on the couch for a duration of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But he has such a strong character.
It's great.
Just, you know, he fucks up so much in so little time.
Oh, it's
time,
terrific.
Great.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Now, does this have to be... Did you say just Marvel? It has to be a Marvel property?
I did, but if you have a... It doesn't have to be, I guess.
All right. I would like to know... Well, I have two, actually. I'll take a Marvel one, and then I'll have a DC one. Because I have somebody in mind...
No,
the
you
Marvel
only
one.
Gotta pick one. No, I'm just kidding.
So my two would be Nova, mm-hmm. and then Swamp Thing. I would like to see as movies.
Well, Swamp Thing has happened in the past, right?
It has.
Like TV stuff.
Yeah, and the Wes Craven movie.
That's right.
Wes Craven movie.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
All right. So updating.
That's why we bring this guy.
I know, blowing our minds.
So which should I tackle first?
Your choice. Nova or Swamp Thing?
Nova, I'm a big fan of. I feel like it would have to have some kind of, like, organization to it. Like, it have to be really clean, because you'd want it to look really cool. But then I feel like, at the same time, by, like what, middle of Act 2, it has to be totally terrible, and I assume we want Richard Rider.
Yeah.
And everything has to be horrible, right? Like, it just has to go as wrong as possible. So you'd want somebody who could go from, like, clean to completely dirty, and, you know what I mean, like, could tell that story. Think of it like Harry Potter, right? Like, Chris Columbus did the first two. The second one wasn't, like, super dark. Mm-hmm. And then especially because, like, right after that you had Alfonso Cuarón come on and do 3. And he was just like, I just do this naturally. And it was way darker than the second one. Mm-hmm. So you want somebody who could go from kind of this very uniform, clean look to a very gritty, like, you know what I mean? Like, just everything's in decay and horrible and he has to pull it together and figure everything out. So that'd be a tough... Be tough to see who could like do like a hyper military kind of style, something clean, and then move it along. I'm trying to think who would be a good director for that. I'm also just trying to talk to them so I don't leave you guys with that. Did you say you said you had somebody in mind?
I did, but like you just from the directorial act just totally killed all that, and
well,
I'm like, I can't
pick?
Even.
Yeah,
no, because I'm thinking of it more like stylized to like similar to Guardians of the Galaxy.
And that's how I think it should start out.
Definitely. Yeah, like that starting job. Part, like I would pick like, and it's definitely more of a style than substance thing. But that seems like something that Edgar Wright can do well that oh, yeah. I would enjoy. But like when you get to the grittier aspect, like he's definitely more style than substance. So I think that'll make a flashy movie. I don't think it'll necessarily make the best movie.
What do you think about Guy Ritchie?
That could be cool. That could be really cool because that could, you know, the pacing, especially with, I mean, we were going to get to this eventually, but like the pacing of Deadpool also kind of changed my idea of how I think comic book movies should be paced out. And I think something with Guy Ritchie is like, I would be on the edge of my seat for that whole entire movie. That's really good, actually.
I love Guy Ritchie. I love all his movies.
Yeah, I think he could do. I mean, he's definitely done like that really clean, and we know he's great with stylistic pieces from like the Sherlock Holmes movies, but also just naturally his style is grit and like, you know what I mean, just kind of insanity.
Yeah, no, that could be great. Add that to the wish list.
All right, and the other one was Swamp Thing. That would be tough. I feel like you'd want somebody who wouldn't shy away from the effects. And this is just kind of a personal thing because he's one of my favorite directors, but like if I saw his name attached to it, I would probably completely geek out, and that would be David Cronenberg.
Okay.
Because he's done, if you're not familiar with David Cronenberg, he's done The Fly, he's done Naked Lunch, I'm missing some big ones, History of Violence later on, The Brood, a ton of movies.
Okay.
I'm missing a big one, so I'm going to jump in and fill in the gap for the big one. I'm missing a couple big ones.
The Fly was the big one for me.
The Fly was the big one for you. Videodrome, Scanners.
Scanners, yeah.
Scanners is the one I felt
History of Violence is great.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
I've never read the graphic novel.
I haven't either. I meant to. It's Vertigo. It's probably amazing.
Yeah. But I feel like his name attached to it would be awesome. The idea of, you know what I mean, him becoming the Swamp Thing, I think would work well with Cronenberg at the helm. Mm.
Now you're making me actually want these as movies. So this is like bittersweet because like I'm thinking about it, I'm picturing it, I'm like, this is awesome. But at the same time,
start petitioning for these things.
I mean, well, change.org. You gotta get these up. And then just rape people's emails. I didn't want to say that word after the whole Jigglypuff thing, but that's the only thing I can think of when I think of change.org.
Go to change.org. We're going to get this up there. We're all sitting on our hands right now. Whatever
may come. Yeah, I'm glad you made me pick directors, because I'm good with directors, but like, you know, who should star in it or who should play that character? I'm so bad at those.
I feel like that's hard, too, because like they're giving a lot more no-name actors a chance at these bigger roles.
Mm-hmm. I'm also not allowed to talk about casting decisions after I said how bad Heath Ledger was going to be as the Joker.
Right.
I've sworn off
criticizing. But if that's your one mistake. Everybody gets
I was really on about, at that time, Benicio Del Toro doing the Joker.
Sure.
I mean, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he was so crazy in Sin City, and he's just, I mean, I feel like he would look terrifying as that kind of torn down Martin Scorsese world Joker. And then they were like, Heath Ledger. I was like, Heath Ledger? I don't see it. And then he was in, I was like, all right, I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
That's how I feel now about Lex Luthor. Like, I've never really felt so opposed to a casting as that. And at first, like, I loved it because I love Eisenberg. But once I saw those trailers, I was just like,
They feel designed to make you hate him. Like, he might be terrible, but it might be designed that way.
And it's just weird that he doesn't know Clark Kent. Like, that really screamed as odd to me in the trailer when he's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I
kind of that whole introduction.
Yeah, it's like, aren't you supposed to have intimately been, like, you know, obviously the age gap, that would never work either. So it's a little strange.
We'll see. We'll see how that turns out. So who would you pick to actually play Swamp Thing?
Man.
Well, we don't need...
Dolph Lundgren.
That would be amazing. Because he doesn't talk a lot. He's like growly kind of voice, Swamp Thing. Like, Vin Diesel, perfect. Another role for you. You don't talk much. I'm all for Dolph Lundgren anything.
It depends on where you take the Swamp Thing from, too. If you do, like, Saga of the Swamp Thing or something along those lines. Which I feel like that would probably be, if you were going to do it right and you were going to pitch a movie, it'd have to be that because it's the most compelling storyline for Swamp Thing, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Because they just, I mean, when the relaunch happened for DC, they were just like, cool, we'll just do Saga of the Swamp Thing again. Get Anton Arcane in there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I mean, the art was great and I thought the panels look awesome and it was just like, you've crushed it for me now.
I'm sorry that happened.
That's all right.
You mean like when they did a new 52?
Yes.
It's basically the same as...
Yeah, just kind of rehashed.
That was Snyder too, wasn't it? Or was he later?
Later on. They just like, get the Batman guy on this.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, everybody like Quarter Owls, right? So just get him on this.
He's set. I'm telling you, he could. He's like how Frank Miller was. Like, he can just ride the wave of this.
He's probably still putting out good Batman.
He is, but even if he didn't, like, he could still. It's like, oh, that one thing you did was amazing.
Yeah.
Lou, you got a character for Max to tackle?
How about Adam Warlock?
That'd be tough. Again.
It's interesting, because we may get Adam Warlock to appear in a movie.
Yeah.
So I've heard, but
that would be kind
of
cool.
Yeah. It's tough, because, I mean, like, so many of these movies are, like, visually very, you know what I mean, very, like, you know, that's where you want, that's what you want. But I'm glad you guys are picking characters that are, like, you know, a little deeper. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, my
We got to start digging deep, because they're using them all up. Yeah, yeah, they're casting them all already.
Yeah, it's cool. I like, you know what I mean, like, I like the characters that, or at least the part of their storyline where things start to kind of go to shit. Because that just, to me, is way more of a relatable kind of thing. That's just, it's super clean and stylized and, you know what I mean? Or just that forever kind of, you can put, like, Marvel does a blank movie on this, right? Like, you had Ant-Man where it's like, Marvel does a heist movie. Right. It's just kind of like all of these things where it's like Marvel puts its spin on this particular subgenre.
And not, I'm starting to, like, there hasn't been a movie that's, like, absolutely killed that niche for me. But, like, it's starting to feel like, you know, them being owned by Disney is really playing into how their movies are, because I'm so sick of seeing, like, trailers for Disney movies and being like, this is that toy that I'm going to see all summer because this is the comic relief for that movie. And I'm starting to feel that way about Marvel movies, too. It's just always that tried and true formula of, like, Minions or, like, you know what I mean? Like, something, or, like, Groot or something like that. And I really feel like, once again, to bring it to Deadpool, something where it's like, you know, this is what you came to get. Or it came to see, and it's all based around this one character, but it's still done so well, and it's done so differently compared to, like, what you're used to. I'm getting too used to that Marvel formula. And I think by the time they get to Doctor Strange this year, that formula doesn't seem like it's going to work to me for Doctor Strange. I just don't really see how it could.
It's a strange choice for, because Scott Derrickson is directing that, and he did, like, Deliver Us from Evil in the first Sinister movie.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, we'll see what he can do. I mean, we'll see. I like that they're going all over the place. Like, I would have never guessed in a million years they would select James Gunn to do a Marvel movie.
I was so happy.
I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that, because I was just like, oh, all right. And, I mean, they got to do, like, you know, the Marvel Star Wars was just a nice touch.
Nice.
But back to your point. What do you think? What would you like to see out of it?
Out of a Warlock movie?
Yeah.
Just, like, I guess, like, what's called, like, Guardians of the... Well, I don't know. I always like the ridiculous cosmic stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So this Absolutely. this was never happened. I think the whole... It's going to get as cosmic as it possibly can with the Infinity War stuff. And maybe Warlock will be in it. And I always get, you know, excited to see the... what's his name? The Supreme... What's his name? Supreme Intelligence guy? The dude with the green, three hoods?
The...
Supreme Inquisitor, something like that.
Why do I have to blank on this?
Yeah, I know, I'm blanking on it too. He's like my fave.
I could draw you a detailed picture if I couldn't tell you the damn name.
That was the thing, always reading the comics like in the 90s. Like, well, when you saw that dude, you're like, oh, it's on.
Yeah, you didn't need the name, like, you just, you know what I mean? Like,
but, I mean, caring about that requires that all the other cosmic stuff happens too, so that you know that this guy is like so much more powerful than everyone else, and like Eternity and Infinity and all those, right, like all of those, the huge gun guys who, like, always Jim Starlin used to write forever, and like
Starlin,
you know,
was great.
He wasn't that great. I don't know if a lot of his stuff holds up.
Like, I'd have to revisit it, honestly.
Yeah, like, I loved it as a kid.
His Captain and, like, Marvel and things like that.
Some of it, yeah, and then, like, I go back and read some other of it, and it's not, a lot of it doesn't really,
maybe that's the thing you and I will do. We'll read some of the old stuff, and we'll talk about it.
Vintage reviews.
Yeah. I read some, I actually randomly picked up a Detective Comics, like, in the 400s, like, early 400s, that was written by Jim Starlin, and it was, like, a one-shot Batman, and it was really good, and I was like, well, he clearly has a range, you know, he can go from, you know, the supreme authority, or I'm just going to keep giving him different names, like, you know, like, threatening to, like, eviscerate the entire universe over some cosmic thing, and then go to, like a street-level Batman story where, like, it's just two cops talking about the difference Batman's made in the city. And I was like, wow, he's really got some chops that I didn't expect. So,
That's cool.
So I think he was hit or miss. And I think he probably started writing a lot of the bigger stuff as he got older. But if that ever could be brought into a movie, I doubt it. But it would be cool. So, and it would probably be like a similar Guardians of the Galaxy, but next level type of
feel. I think
feel.
A good choice, or a safe choice, I guess. It'd be more of a safe choice than a good choice, necessarily, would be Duncan Jones. He did the movie Moon with Sam Rockwell.
Oh, my God.
That movie.
And he's also doing great. The Warcraft movie.
You had me at Moon.
Moon, yeah.
Moon is like the greatest movie ever.
It's like Moon is a great movie. That Warcraft movie looks god-awful. That looks terrible. It looks
awful. It doesn't matter. Moon's great.
Moon's great. I feel like if he can take, I mean, just the visuals of it look good. And if you were going for the cosmic, the visuals are so important and understanding the kind of the scope of the whole thing. I feel like he might be a solid choice.
Does it mean we get Sam Rockwell to play Adam Warlock?
Whoa!
Connections there.
I wouldn't complain about Sam Rockwell as anything.
I agree.
I mean,
Moon is so good.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, I don't know how they would feel about recasting characters, but he was Justin Hammer.
Right.
I think he was awesome. That was the saving grace to me for an Iron Man movie that I didn't particularly care for.
That movie is nearly unwatchable.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. I don't really get that. I thought I had no problem with Iron Man 2. I'm like, it's like,
that was fine.
It's like a superhero movie.
It was brief and it just felt like, I don't know, it wasn't really that palatable for me. Like, nothing that great happened.
It felt rushed. Of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like, you eat it because you have to, and it's cold, and you're like, whatever.
It tied you over.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's like where the rice is still hard, but it has that really hot center for a second, and then it goes back to being cold.
Yep. Yeah. It's like paper. It's like it's wrapped in paper. Yeah. That's how bad the tortilla is.
All food-based, but all good.
I would have given Iron Man 2 at least, like, fresh Taco Bell status, you know?
No. Really?
Yeah. Like,
wow. I feel like
it could be fresh Taco Bell, but it could be that really obscure thing on the menu, like that cheese roll-up they have, where it's just cheese in a tortilla.
I feel like it's like an order of, like, side nachos and cheese, but they forgot to give you cheese.
So it's Taco Bell nachos. Which you'd be literally better off going to the convenience store and buying for 99 cents.
Do you have a character, Leon?
I don't know. I have a concept. Is that good enough?
All right. You can tell him no.
But can he?
I was expecting Jubilee.
I was trying not to go there.
She's already cast.
She's casted. Yep. All right. So I'm thinking. So let's assume that this is a new Fantastic Four team. Okay. This one actually is working for some reason.
Please assume that.
And it's Namor, like Rise of Atlan or something like that. So it's the Namor undersea stuff coming to take over New York City versus the Fantastic Four.
That would be a huge scope for a movie. That would be awesome. I'm so tired of the Fantastic Four origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the newest one, the Josh Trank one?
The newest one, what?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, you mean the most recent one? Okay, I thought you meant a new one.
I will watch it for free.
You can't make new ones fast enough.
That's like my supervisor bought it on Blu-ray for some reason. He was like, you should watch this. I liked it more than the Jessica Alba, Michael Chiklis one. And I was like, okay. And I watched it. I was like, did you fall asleep? He has a penchant for falling asleep during movies. And I was like, did you fall asleep and wake up for like the last 10 minutes of this movie? Because it's still bad. But I could see you almost giving it up. But yeah, it's nearly unwatchable.
Oof.
It was pretty bad. Shame. But yeah, that would be an awesome story to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of who would be a director that could carry that. I feel like Namor, like all the way to that is on Namor.
Because
talk about an underrated character.
Yeah.
He's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think would make... If I can take over for a second, a great Namor. To me, personally, I don't know why it just seems like... Like, Joel Edgerton seems like he could do that role like some justice.
What has he done before?
Joel Edgerton, he's the douchey guy in Great Gatsby. He's the cop... Is he the cop in... What's the Wolf of Wall Street movie? He's done a few things. I can actually look it up again, but I just see his face.
I think I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs a guy like that.
Can picture him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Come back to me. I'm gonna look up some Joel
Edgerton. No, that's cool. No, that's good. I think that's a reasonable choice. Yeah. But as long as I guess to look good in a Speedo, that's, you know.
Yeah. Looks good in a Speedo and is super douchey.
That was the first thing that I was thinking. What criteria are you basing it off of acting skill?
Not necessarily. Not with a Fantastic Four movie.
Walsar underwater emperor of right now is Khal Drogo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I don't know if he's going to be able to carry that role.
I like the way he looks.
I hope they follow out that direction, because he has to be a very specific Aquaman, right? Like, he's not like, my fish friends tell me this is happening. Right. That's definitely not the Aquaman we're getting.
No,
So it could be good. He could be like this miserable sea tyrant, which would be fine with me.
Yeah, that's they're going to have to, because Aquaman has been a joke for a long time, I think. And I know I didn't read the DC reboot, but I know it was good.
It was very good.
I think they're working. They're working to, like, you know. Make him a badass.
So almost, who would direct that? Who do you think would direct?
I'm just trying to think of, like, how the fight would be and what would look cool in the fight.
Yeah. I mean, feel like I want James Gunn.
James Gunn. Just I was thinking Peter Jackson.
Oh, Peter Jackson. You went way bigger than me.
The one thing... Well, I feel like this fight's going to be huge.
The one thing I would kind of want, though, even though, like, it's a big battle, is I still want the Namor is in love with Invisible Woman situation.
That's always a good situation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like Peter Jackson might be your go-to guy.
Yeah.
I think... I mean, he's done huge-scale fights, and he's also really decent with character building, and...
Can he cram it into 2 hours?
I feel like... I think so, and he would be... Yeah, he's done so much hokey nonsense that the idea of, like, underwater wouldn't feel stupid. Like, if you've seen any of Peter Jackson's early movies, like Bad Taste and Meet the Feebles, which is just, like, a terrible version of the Muppets. It's like, he can do, like, really ridiculous and it still plays okay.
Nice.
All right.
Cool. Well, that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed that.
That was great.
And we're calling the episode now.
All right.
That was an episode. Awesome. We'll come back with news on the next episode. They might come out pretty close together because the news is timely. So thank you, Max. That was a good exercise. You are my hero.
Thank you, guys.
That's
great.
This is such a sweet episode.
This is great. Yeah. A lot of giving in this episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of receiving.
Next episode's a lot
ways.
Of taking.
A lot of strangers.
You ready
for
it?
A lot of strangers.
A lot of bedroom plays.
That's right.
Thank you guys for listening.
I got to put my diaphragm in.